The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center. Well, we can't salute you.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who's out sick. It is technically Boat Smart, but they requested a different song because school's out for summer.
Not really. I thought it was a cool song to play for today. School is out for Escambia County now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, school is out for summer for a lot of people.
Not for teachers like yourself, though.
Yeah. So, you know, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is not a school's out program, but I thought that was a great song to start it out with. So, you listen to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is a website. They keep updating that website, putting all the specials they have on there. I think you can check on your service jobs and things like that. They also have a Facebook page as well, so check out their Facebook page. They have new stock arriving daily, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki products. You can get great deals on your repower. They service all those products as well as MerCruiser also. So check out Key Marine Center out there on Bower Road at 5621 Bower Road, or give them a call, 850-492-0487. As we're trying to figure out, I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown located at 2400 Long Link Drive here in Pensacola. And I haven't been in the show for about 2 weeks because I've been busy. Been running like crazy. We had so much stuff going on over at Georgetown. Last Thursday, a week ago, was our last day of school. Mm-hmm. And we had a pizza party, and we ended up school well. So now we're getting ready to transition into summer school.
Okay.
So that will be on June 1st. We transition to summer school. And our summer school is not for the bad kids. Our summer school is for the good kids. So
they want to continue their education and learn a little bit more.
Yeah, they get to learn a little more. And we like to have fun during summer school. So one thing I wanted to mention was that, you know, during summer school, we typically have students in there that are already in class, the ones that want to continue on. But this year, for the first time in 16 years, I'm adding 4 new students to my summer school roster. So we're adding 4 more, trying to get that waiting list down. Mm-hmm. So we're going to bring them in early to work on our waiting list that we continue to have at the Marine Service class over at Georgetown. So we got that 4 starting on Monday. So this should be interesting. I don't know exactly yet how I'm going to do it, what my process is going to be. I will figure it out on Monday. So, you know, it's kind of how I do things sometimes. I wing them. So, yeah. So school is not out for summer. School is back in session on June 1st with 4 new students. I went to graduation on Wednesday. Georgetown graduated a lot of students. And they had a graduation at the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to go down there. If you can check out Georgetown's Facebook page, they have a lot of pictures and things like that on there. So that was pretty cool. So that kept me busy. And then back on May 2nd, I know this is a while back, but I wasn't here to talk about this. We went to a dinner at the Propeller Club. It was on National Maritime Day, and my student Noah Mitchell received $1,000 grant for tools from the Propeller Club of Pensacola. So that was awesome.
That is awesome.
We had the principal there, the assistant principal, and I got to meet Mr. Bruce Stone, who is the son of George Stone, Technical College's founder.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. We had a great time talking to him and his wife. We just had a great time with that. And then we had, before that, Robert Turpin, who is the Marine manager of the Marine Resources Division here for Escambia County. He came by by classroom and did a lecture or a presentation to my students, and we talked about reefs and docks and ramps and all these things, and it was really cool to have Robert Turpin, so I want to thank him and the Propeller Club for all the things they've done for our class in the last month and the things that they will hopefully continue to do for my classroom. So it was pretty fun over there. We had a great time, and now we're just kind of going into summer, looking forward into the next year. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'm going to give a little giveaway today also, so we'll get that handled today. Fiesta Parade is tonight. I'm busy doing that as well. I pull the float for the crew to Yaya, so after I leave here, go home, get the truck ready, get the float ready, and so we'll be downtown tonight also for Fiesta Parade.
Wow, busy day.
Busy, busy, all the time busy. Seems like I don't have time to do anything except do busy stuff. So, yeah, all the time. So, yep. So, also today we have a guest in the studio.
I was going to say, do you want to introduce
the guest? I want to introduce the guest, all right. And our guest is Krista Pope. And Krista is one of my students who is a part-time student in my class. She comes in the evenings from 6 to 9. And she is part-time in my classroom. And I'm going to let Krista kind of give you information on how she decided to come to Georgetown, what her background is right now, and kind of what she's looking forward to as far as the class and things like that. Then we're going to talk about an interview process as well. So, Krista, welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming in because you're busy, too.
Oh, yeah. I like to stay busy pretty well.
You are very busy. So tell our listeners about you and how you found Georgetown and what you're doing right now.
Yeah, so I actually work at the sheriff's office full-time as a deputy. Mm. I went through Georgetown 9 years ago now through their law enforcement program, and I've worked at the sheriff's office for a total of 12. Several years ago, I looked at the Marine Services Technology program, but I was already working full-time and everything like that, and so it just my schedule changed at work, and I was able to fit in the part-time class, and so I'm wanting to eventually transition out of law enforcement, whether it's now or whether it's after I retire, but give me something to fall back on either way and just something to do hands-on that kind of, I mean, it makes your brain think, you know? And so I was able to get in your class, and it's been a fun ride so far.
So Krista is one of the most hardworking students that I have. She is very loyal to the class. She's there all the time. She doesn't miss days. And when she comes in, you know, I talk a lot about part-time and how part-time have a hard time staying engaged. She does not have that issue. She always wants to work. She wants to learn new things. As soon as she walks into the classroom, she's ready to go. And she works full-time job, comes to class, and I'm telling you, she is a model student as far as, you know, a part-timer is concerned. So,
that is very inspiring to be able to do a full-time job and then go to school after.
It is kudos tough, to isn't it?
Thank you. I appreciate that. It definitely keeps the day busy, for sure.
Yep. So she keeps it busy, keeps her day going, and she comes in, and she also rallies my other students up. And it's either by joking with them or being serious with them. She can handle it all through any kind of things that we have going on in the class. She can joke with my students. She can straighten them out. So she's able to do all that, right?
Yeah, there's a handful of times we've been straightened out. So
yep. So
I would guess that your current job helps with that a little bit.
Oh yeah, it carries over for sure.
Yeah,
it's always good to have a student in my class that can help me handle some of the situations that I get, you know, through being a leader in the class, and she's definitely a leader in the class. So it's awesome to have her come in here today and talk about this and her goals and things like that. I've been looking at her career in the Sheriff's Department, and I keep thinking the Marine Division of the Sheriff's Department would be a place for her to go. So I know that Sheriff Simmons is listening today, so because he always listens to my show. So we're going to maybe move her over to the Marine Division for a while or something. I don't know. It's kind of a running joke a little bit, but it may not be a joke, you know?
Yeah, could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. So with all that seriousness and everything that we have, you know, with the Sheriff's Department and your job that you have, it was kind of surprising to me that we've been doing mock interviews. I teach my students how to interview and what happens during an interview. So the other day, Krista had an opportunity to do her mock interview. And to my surprise, when we did the interview, she was very nervous.
Oh, yeah, I was very nervous.
So we have it in a classroom, and it's me. I have a service manager, and I had a service advisor in there. So I had two students that are part of our business, which is MST Marine Services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a mock business, and we do a mock interview, resumes and questions and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And a scorecard. And when she came into the room and sat down, she was nervous. So about that.
I was nervous. Like, I knew that it was coming up in, like, the curriculum of the class, and so I had been nervous and just kind of had myself wound up as it was already. And so the closer it got, like, it was on then. And I've had interviews before, but I don't think I was prepared for the, like, seriousness and formalness of this interview and for it to be as in-depth as it was. And so we got in there, and it was, like, every bit of knowledge that I had for even up to, like, what my name was. That junk fell out my head before I walked in the door.
It was comical in a way, but we try to keep our, you know, we try to keep our demeanor professional, mm-hmm. right? So we're doing it. And I want the students, when they do the mock interview, to feel like it's a real interview. And I really believe that she thought she was being interviewed for a real job. And when she walked into the room and everything, you know, we look at everything. We look at do the interviewee shake hands? Do they introduce themselves? Mm-hmm. Do they bring several resumes to the interview? Do they interact and talk to the, you know, with their eyes to the people that are asking questions and stuff like mm-hmm. that, right? And at one point, there was dead silence. Talk about that.
Yeah, so I got asked a super simple question about, like, how an outboard motor works, right? The whole technical aspect of it. And then I had another question about electrical or whatever. And it's, if I was doing it, no big deal. Like, we're in it. And like I said, it just was not coming to me that day. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like looking and thinking and nothing. And so we're all just sitting there looking at each other like, hey, you come here often? And it was a time, man. And it's just like, you know, you're going into it and you want to, even if it is a mock interview, you have knowledge that you've learned from the class and you want to present the knowledge that you have, right? Because you know what you're doing. But if you don't know how to tell somebody what you know that you're doing, you can't prove it, you know? And so that, I think that's kind of what it was. It was like, well, now I just almost look dumb. Like, I don't know, you know, like, I ain't been paying attention in the class because I can't answer this question. It's supposed to be a simple question.
I was actually surprised that she locked up like she did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but that's why we do these things, is to prepare the student for the real thing. Yeah. And my interviews are probably more intense than maybe the interviews that they go to out in the field. It just depends on where they interview at. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Maybe you have a question for Krista about the interview, or maybe you have a question to her about the classroom and how she interacts with other students and what she's learning over there. Yeah, working with other students. 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your boat. We're more than happy to answer that as well. So give us a call or text. We're more than happy to do that today also. And we're going to do a giveaway here in just a little bit. So, when we do those interviews, we actually grade them as a higher, strong hire, higher, possible hire, or not hiring, right? Mm-hmm. Because we want to bring them back into the classroom or back into the interview area and discuss what happened, you know? And one of the things that I was surprised about, like I said, was the fact that she kind of didn't answer the questions when we asked the questions. You just lost it, right? Mm-hmm. So I think practicing is going to help, right? When you start people interview more, and we'll do that more, it's going to help you.
Yes, sir. That's even, like, I talked to my papa about it after the fact, and he was like, yeah, if you had the chance to go in there and do it again after you've, you know, we sat down and had the, like, debrief of it after the fact, it'd be nice to have the opportunity to have, like, a second interview to see if you really did, like, retain and can pick up on where you, what your weaknesses were, or if it's just a...
The surprise to me was that she does know the stuff, you know. When we have a job coming in and we'll put Krista on as a lead on it, and she knows what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's learning. She's retaining. But it's more of a thing that, okay, now I got to really think about it without anything in front of me, kind of maybe, yeah, that situation. And I think a lot of it is when you have something that you know and you keep doing it over and over again, an interview process is not that hard if you really, really been doing it for a long time. But mm-hmm. just for the fact that we started asking questions right off the bat, and I knew she had it in her head, but it didn't come out, you know, that's kind of interesting to me.
Oh, yeah, it was like I had not been in the class for the last year and a half. I was like, I don't know any of this information right now.
So what do you think happened? Do you just when you lost those thoughts, what do you think was going on?
I think it's probably just like the anxiety of it, you know, and it being, it's not necessarily put on the spot, but it's like I didn't have the knowledge of what questions were going to get asked, you know, like a normal interview. But it's, you go through everything that you've learned in the class, and then you got to kind of hope that the stuff that you sticks out the most is what's going to be asked about it. Because if it's like a, like I said, those were super simple questions that should have been easy to remember, but It's like I spent so much time thinking about everything else that it's like, all right, well, I left all that stuff at home.
It's never the question you think they're going to ask, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of times, though, when we do interviews, a lot of times when businesses do interviews, it may not be as intense as what I put on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done interviews with my business. I've, you know, hired people, and the interview processes may be different for me than other dealerships. I have other dealerships that interview students, and they kind of do a basic interview, and then they do a walk around with the shop, and they go in. If you do a walk around during an interview, chances are they're very interested in you, and they'll go walk around and they'll introduce you to people, have the technicians or secretaries and advisors or service manager ask you questions and stuff. So a lot of times that's what happens. Mm-hmm. After you do the real easy or not easy, the sit down type of interview, and then you get up and do the walk around. So some of them are kind of laid back too.
Yeah.
You know, so it just depends on the situation. I try to make it as difficult as I can, because you may get to into an interview where those questions are very hard to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's do the giveaway, and giveaway is going to be easy today.
437-1620, 437-1620.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to have a question today. We're going to do the fifth person for honor of the Fiesta Parade tonight to text in Fiesta. So you text in, the fifth person to text in Fiesta, you're going to win a Yamaha hat and a Key Marine t-shirt. That's a nice setup. The mm-hmm. shirt is awesome, and the hat is awesome. So you're going to go out to Key Marine out there on Bower Road at 5621 Bower Road and pick it up. So the fifth person to text in Fiesta.
All right, 437-1620, one more time.
Yep, so give us a call or text, and we're more than happy to give you that prize out there at Key Marine. So I want to kind of get off the interview process. I want you to talk about the class and how you like the class or don't like the class. Give me some insight on if somebody was interested in the class. Tell people some things about the class that you would that you like to get them interested in it.
Oh, I spent tons of time telling people about this class, and I mean that's the thing, right? Like from the jump, you can take somebody that's got no any kind of mechanical experience at all, and you walk them through it to the point that they feel confident in working on something, right? And these are not inexpensive machines that we're working on. You know, it's like big money in these outboard motors. But you instill that confidence in us to work on it. And then the classroom environment overall, like the guys that we've got in there right now, we can cut up 1 minute, and then we're serious working on something the next, and all at the same time, you know? Everybody's willing to get in there and, you know, be a helping hand. And it's not like we're not fighting over, oh, you worked on this first. You know, like it's really like everybody's like, hey, we're here to help. Like, let's do this. You know, you can go to, you know, Andrew, and it's like, all right, buddy, like, what are we doing today? And he's got laid out whatever you need. And, you know, Jace is super hands on with stuff, and Nick and Steven and David. And so we're really been in it. And like, even back to the interview process, like I was super impressed with Christian and Andrew with how well they handled like the serious nature of the interview as the service advisor and service manager too, you know, to make the interview process that much more legitimate. But I spend my 10-hour shift at work waiting to go to class at night. Oh. And so it's the best part of my week. So I hate that I'm missing summer school.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
She can't do summer school. She tried to make it happen, but it didn't work out for her. So she's not going to be able to do summer school right now. We got a winner yet?
All right, Nathan is our winner.
All right, congratulations. You can go out to Key Marine out there on Bower Road at 5621 Bower Road and go out there and see Bill and or Dustin, and they will help you out. Aaron also at the front desk, and maybe they can give you a tour of Key Marine and let you walk around out there and show you all the great things they do out at Key Marine as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so if you're going to give some advice to, let's say, the four students that are going to start on Monday, okay, give me the one piece of advice that you would give a brand new student walking into that class, maybe one or two pieces of advice.
So I would say take the class as a learning experience, right? Like every opportunity, first one to offer, hey, let me jump in here and try this out. You know what I mean? Like if there's a project that needs to get worked on, hey, I'll do it. I don't know what I'm doing, but give me a shot at it, you know? And don't be afraid to fail on something, because it is every failure, every success is a learning piece to take from, you know? And don't be afraid to ask questions. If you think you know it all kind of thing, that's where you're going to get yourself hung up. Like, not asking questions will put you in a pickle.
I think it's interesting that you say that. Don't, you know, talking about and we don't consider them failures, calling them learning events, right? Yeah. And you had some times where you things messed up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're hard on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to shake it out of her. I say, hey, all right, come on, Krista. It's okay. Let's just get this thing fixed and move forward, right? There was an issue with a flywheel. We'll talk about it. She don't like talking about it. We're going to talk about it. And tell them what happened there.
Yeah, so I had taken the bracket off of there and then put the flywheel back on it, and it was off kilter. And so when everything got tightened down and we run the motor out again, it was not running properly at all. And it ended up scoring the inside of the flywheel and then tearing up part of the outside of the stator and just pulling some of the, like, rubber casing or whatever off of it. And it all ended up working right in the end, but it was just, like, a little minor detail because the screw, this part of the bracket was supposed to be over the top of it instead of underneath it, and it was just that minor detail.
Right.
You know? But it's like $2,500 worth of equipment that could have been completely messed up, and that's big money, you know?
And this was on one of our boats. It was not on a customer boat.
Yeah, definitely.
So it
on
was
ours.
Definitely on ours, as he was doing the learning. What were you doing? The stator replacement, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, we were just taking the flywheel off and testing the stator and everything.
Learning how to test the charging system and ignition system, and a part of that is taking hands-on,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was just a little clip. Instead of putting it on top where it was supposed to be, she had put it under, mm-hmm. and it just tilted that stator just enough for it to start causing some damage. I actually had to get my hands in there and start looking at things. I was thinking internal engine problem. I didn't know what in the heck was going on with this thing because it wasn't running right. It was really hard to spin over or turn over, so we had to do some investigating.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, at one point in my brain, I think, pull the flywheel, let's see what we got, because it felt, like I was troubleshooting the mistake that was made. And sometimes that's a little difficult because it's not a normal type mistake, mm-hmm. But the learning event from it, you'll take that. You'll remember that for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you got to create your own problems to fix them.
And they do have, students will create their own problems, stuff I've never seen before. And I have to go in there and try to help them troubleshoot it, and you're scratching your head and you're trying to figure out what in the heck happened here, and it's sometimes it's little things. A gasket slid away from an intake, causing the engine not to run properly. Those kind of things. Maybe they had a coil wire crossed or something like that, when they're putting stuff together. But that's the learning event. That's when you learn, you're going to make some mistakes as you go. And if you can learn from the mistakes, that's how you embed that in your memory, right?
Exactly.
And keep learning. So, yeah. So what advice would you give a student of what not to do when you come to class?
Don't be difficult for no good reason.
Okay.
Like you want to come into class and you want to be there prepared to learn. That's kind of the basis of it. Like, if you just want to be there for fun, that's cool too, but you don't have to argue with everybody in the class.
Yeah, sometimes you get students in there that just don't get along with everybody.
But you don't have to go out of your way to not get along with everybody neither.
The classes, I think, do you think we have a tight-knit class most of the time?
Oh, yeah.
And the students get along pretty good most of the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's when you bring, and I was talking to another instructor the other day about this, sometimes one student can come in and affect the entire class.
Oh, yeah.
It happens, And it may not be a long-term thing. It could be a one-time thing, or something like that, too. So, yeah, that's good advice, Get in there and want to learn.
Yeah, you want to learn and you want to coexist with everybody else,
Yeah. I think the fun comes in the learning that we do anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, you have fun in class?
Oh, yeah, I have a blast.
Yep.
Like I said, I wait all day to get to class.
Yep, yep. So that's awesome. Well, we appreciate y'all getting down to the end of the class today.
Yeah,
or the show.
The class.
The class. Hey, you're learning, right?
Hey, we're learning something today, too.
Yep. Okay, we have about 30 seconds left.
Yep. So I appreciate you coming in today, Krista, on your busy schedule and stuff and doing the show. And thank you for the insight.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for having me.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, so we appreciate that. And, again, Boat Smart, we'll be back here on next Friday.